This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. Live with confidence and experience a selection of the best South African art at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bellville. Patrick Bongoy has an exhibition at Southern Guild called Unseen Dimensions of the Known. I think we'll first get to know a little bit more about Patrick before we ask him about what he means by unseen dimensions of the known. Patrick, you are from Kinshasa. A little bit about you, where you come from, how long you've been in Cape Town for. Who are you?
As you said, Philip, thank you for having me here. I'm Patrick, as you beautifully said it. And I'm an artist. It's amazing that my whole life being, now that I'm thinking about it, it's been all about arts, really, you know. And that's what I've been doing since I was really a child. And then I studied it eventually in Congo. I graduated in 2004, but in general, I went from fine art to fashion and then back to fine art into this mixed media thing that I'm doing now. And I've been in South Africa for almost 11 years.
And you came here with, it is a political background which made you decide to leave. Mm. And is that reflected in your current work as well, the sensitivity towards who you are and what you need to do?
I mean, yes. You know, we all reflect who we are, you know, in a daily basis, our daily experience, you know. So I think I'm carrying that. It's natural for me to have it. And I feel like it's beautiful the way I'm also, you know, putting it out there in a way to create a conversation, you know, not just trying to come up with a result or any answer, but to just put it out there and see if what I'm thinking or what I'm resonating with is also what, you know, the other people out there are resonating.
So you hope they will see the unseen in what you're doing?
I'm not hoping for anything. It's unseen dimension of the known. It's pretty much about this realm, you know, of possibilities. And
but let's talk particularly about the materiality of your work. You're working in. Mm. Tell us about it, because it's quite amazing what you're using and the sensitivity in which you're able to use that material.
Mm. I mean, I'm also as surprised most of the time as you, I feel like you do right now, because when I started developing this work, it was mostly to talk about what was going on in a country, you know, the rehabilitation. That's a beautiful thing, you know, to be witnessing. At the time, I felt like nobody was speaking about that particular moment in 2006, where there were a big launch of rehabilitation of the country. They were building roads and stuff. So I was like, that's where I left the fashion, because I felt like I have a responsibility, you know, like as an artist, because I study it, you know. And then that's where the journey started. And then I realized that actually I was not in control. The material itself was, which is the rubber.
That's what I wanted to talk about.
Yes.
Rubber inner tubes is the material.
Inner tubes. We just, you know, shortening it, because I used to pick up a lot of stuff. But the more I was working with, I was in a residency program for 6 months that ended up, you know, being a year, because, you know, I was processing a lot. I ended up like in a war zone kind of, you know, with this material. And rubber itself was carrying so much story, you know, to it, that was pretty much to me talking about reflecting exactly what I wanted to put on the table, to put out there, which is the questioning around the evolution, that also compromising with itself, really, you know, with itself.
The most extraordinary thing to me is that how you've used it in a very sensitive way. You think of it as being a tough, rough material, and yet you've been able to use it quite lyrically, rhythmically, and mostly in the sculptural format. Just very briefly, your collaboration with South African poet Malik Ndlovu, just a little bit about that and how you've worked together.
So Malika and I met through art, and I was really blessed to meet her, and then we connected. She first was inspired by my work, because I remember inviting her at that art fair at the time to just see, you know, what I do. And then the next thing I saw, like 4 pages of poetry coming out of it. And since then, things was just, you know, running perfectly. And I think it's beautiful to see how poetry is meeting fine art in that way. You know, sometimes
it's not a surprise. If you go and see the exhibition, you'll understand why, in fact, Patrick Bonneau has exhibited extensively in South Africa and has participated in group shows like 154 and the Contemporary Art Fair in London. And it's very exciting to see his work for real and get to Southern Guild to see it. And if you want to know about the what, the why, and the where of the visual art scene, pick up a copy of the Arts and Crafts Map or get to mapmyway.co.za and you'll know what's happening in Cape Town. This Arts Roundup is presented courtesy of the Sanlam Art Collection and Gallery. View the collection at the Sanlam Art Gallery in Bilville or go online to blog.sanlam.co.za. The Sanlam Art Collection, founded in 1965, is one of South Africa's largest corporate art collections. Her is an exhibition with 48 works from Marion Arnold to Florence Zeffi of painting, sculpture and printmaking, showcasing the diverse talents of South African women artists from earliest 20th century to the present. Gallery times are Monday to Friday, 9 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Entry is free. Guided tours of current exhibition or works in storage are by appointment only. Visit blog.sanlam.co.za.